Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Bavli, Zvachim, Daf, Kufchof. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf, Chofdalad, Amad Aleph, at the beginning of the page. Rabbi Veira, Rav Acha, Rav Tanchum, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rav Shubin Levi, Gimul Hein, Chein Ma'asim, Shulei Bershuth, Zeshnis Arif Tivloi, Bechulin, Vezeshu Lekech, Mipeskei, Shulkusim, Rotumas, Chuzlards. Said there are three cases where one should tithe without the knowledge of the owner, as the obligation is to tithe is rabbinic and the owner is not trusted to do it himself. The first case is one whose tevel became mixed with the majority of chulin, which is produce that has already been tithed. The second case is one who buys from a group of kusim, and thirdly, the case is truma of chuslaret's produce. Zera says that these cases, the second and third case, teach that he may not take money from the tribe of Levi for giving them tithes from buying from a group of kusim or when separating truma of chuslaretz, as if he could, it would be like separating truma with permission. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Eliezer's reasoning of our Mishnah for prohibiting tithing for a kusi's produce is even though most Amei Aretz tithe, they said that the fruits of an Amei Aretz are demai because of the minority, and we may not separate trumas and masas for one on another. And so too, even though most kusim do not tithe, they rule that they are demai, and we may also not separate trumas and masas for one on another. Rabun Barachia, quoting Zera, says that the Mishnah taught that one may not tithe from a plant pot without a hole for one with a hole because they were doubtful as to the status of a plant pot without a hole. V'hatanin and Adzes Noko of Makadish Bekerim, V'shein Noko of She'ein Makadish Bekerim, Misofik. The Mishnah in Kilayim is a question because it says there, planting in a plant pot with a hole inside a vineyard prohibits, as it's considered to be planting. Without a hole does not prohibit, as it's not considered to be planting. Surely it should become prohibited from doubt. And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. The Gemara asks the question, just as the Mishnah taught that if one separated from definite tevel for demai, it's truma, but he may not eat from that truma until he separates truma and maaseh for it, as perhaps the demai was already tithed, so this should also apply if he separates from demai for demai. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Bun, Bar Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Zoisei Meres, Safik, it should say Trumas Maase Shel Demai, Kesafik Demur, it should say Upata Menavadai. The Gemara answers Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, quoting Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, said that the Trumas Maase that he gave from Demai for Demai is still a doubt. So if we are obligated to be tithe, it's considered like doubtful tithing of Demai, for which one may be lenient, just as doubtful Demur is exempt from Demai. What is Demur? It's a chulin mixture in which a small amount of Trumel fell. Since there's not enough chulin to negate it, the whole mixture becomes doubtful truma, and if it's doubtful demura, though, then it's exempt from demai. Hadronach halekech min hanachdim.